This is Northwest News on KNKX. The last few weeks of heavy rains in western Washington means the possibility of landslides in certain areas is higher. But this is only the beginning of the rainy season. 88.5's Monica Spain has more on what city and state governments are doing to map high-risk areas.
If you look at Seattle's landslide maps, you can pinpoint thousands of properties that are prone to sliding. Susan Chang is a geotechnical engineer for the city of Seattle.
It doesn't mean that we now have, 20,000 properties that we're watching and we're on pins and needles, getting ready that we're going to have 20,000 landslides happen. No, what it means is that we know the areas in the city where we have heightened landslide risk because of geologic conditions, because of how steep the slopes may be. And so when the ground gets saturated because of the amount of rain that we've had, and then if you get more rain, we're likely to have landslides.
Seattle is unique in that it has paper records dating back to the late 1800s documenting landslides. So far this season, only three shallow slides have been reported. Beyond Seattle, the state is working with counties like Pierce to improve landslide maps using LIDAR. Dave Norman, a geologist for Washington's Department of Natural Resources, says it's a technology that shoots a laser from the air and takes three-dimensional pictures.
You're able to measure then the elevation more accurately of the surface of the earth. And it allows us to be able to basically strip away all of the vegetation, which in western Washington is a significant deterrent to mapping and identifying landslides.
But it will take years to map the state using LIDAR, and that's dependent on federal grants as well as money from the legislature. Ultimately, experts say it's up to private property owners to be aware of their risks. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.